Hello, and welcome back to Curious Cat. I'm your host, Andy, and today we're diving into the story of something that's probably sitting within arm's reach of you right now. That little bottle of clear liquid that became our collective obsession during the pandemic. Yes, we're talking about Purell. But this isn't just about hand sanitizer. This is the remarkable tale of how two factory workers from Ohio solved a messy problem and accidentally created one of the most recognizable brands in America. Picture this. It's 1943, World War II is raging, and in Akron, Ohio, a young couple named Jerry and Goldie Lipman are trudging home from their factory jobs every evening with hands stained black. Jerry works at the Goodyear aircraft plant, Goldie at Miller Tire Company's rubber factory. By the end of each shift, their hands and clothes are covered in graphite, tar, and carbon. Stubborn, sticky stuff that regular soap just won't touch. Now you might think, well, just scrub harder, right? Wrong. Back then, workers were using benzene and other truly nasty chemicals to get this industrial grime off their skin. These weren't just unpleasant, they were dangerous. Jerry and Goldie looked at each other and thought, there has to be a better way. So what did they do? They marched over to Kent State University and found Professor Clarence Cook in the chemistry department. Together, this unlikely trio began experimenting, mixing, testing, trying to create a hand cleaner that could work without water and wouldn't require toxic solvents. After countless attempts, they cracked the code. They called their invention Go-Go Hand Cleaner, after Goldie's nickname. But wait, there's a plot twist. Another company already had that name. So they pivoted to Gojo, the G for Goldie, the J for Jerry. Isn't that sweet? By the way, here's something that might surprise you. Gojo's first breakthrough wasn't actually about sanitizing at all. It was about cleaning. The Lipmans were focused on getting industrial grime off workers' hands, not killing germs. That revolutionary idea wouldn't come for another four decades. But let's fast forward to 1950, because this is where Jerry Lipman shows his genius for solving everyday problems. He notices that customers are squirting way too much of their hand cleaner. I mean, way too much. They're thinking the product is expensive because they're using three times what they need. So Jerry invents something we now take completely for granted: the portion-limiting soap dispenser. That little pump that gives you just the right amount. That was Jerry's brainstorm in 1952, and he actually got a patent for it. Now here's where our story takes an interesting turn. For nearly four decades, Gojo was happily selling industrial hand cleaners to factories and auto shops. Then in 1988, someone at the company had a light bulb moment. What if, instead of just cleaning hands, we could disinfect them too? And that's how Purell was born. But here's the thing that's absolutely mind-blowing. Purell didn't hit consumer shelves until 1997. That's almost 10 years after it was invented. It started in hospitals and healthcare facilities in 1988, but it took nearly a decade for someone to realize, hey, maybe regular people would want this stuff too. And boy, did they want it. But the journey of Purell through corporate America reads like a game of hot potato. In 2004, Gojo sold the consumer rights to Pfizer. 2 years later, Pfizer sold their entire consumer healthcare division, including Purell, to Johnson & Johnson. Then in 2010, Gojo looked at what they'd created and thought, we want our baby back. So they bought Purell back from Johnson & Johnson. Can you imagine being in those boardrooms? So we're selling this hand sanitizer thing. Little did they know they were trading away and then reclaiming what would become liquid gold. Speaking of liquid gold, let's talk about 2020. When COVID-19 hit, something extraordinary happened to Purell. Suddenly, this humble hand sanitizer that had been quietly sitting by hospital sinks and in purses became the most sought-after product in America. Gojo was producing more than twice their usual amount, but it still wasn't enough. Purell disappeared from store shelves faster than concert tickets, and when it did appear, people were treating those little bottles like precious gems. But here's what's fascinating about the science behind Purell. It's surprisingly simple. The magic ingredient is ethyl alcohol at 70% concentration. That's it. That percentage isn't random, by the way. It's the sweet spot where alcohol's most effective at destroying viruses and bacteria. Too little, and it doesn't work well. too much, and it actually becomes less effective because it evaporates too quickly to do its job. And here's a fun fact that shows how seriously Gojo takes safety. They deliberately make Purell taste awful. They add bitterness to discourage people, especially children, from drinking it. Because yes, people have tried to get drunk off hand sanitizer. The Chicago Tribune actually reported cases of kids becoming intoxicated from ingesting Purell, with one child reaching a blood alcohol level of 0.218%. That's more than twice the legal limit for driving. Now, you might think Purell can kill anything, right? Well, the FDA had something to say about that. In January 2020, just as the pandemic was starting, they issued a warning to Gojo to stop claiming that Purell eliminates diseases, the famous kills 99.99% of germs claim. The FDA said, "Show us the peer-reviewed studies." It turns out, making health claims about consumer products requires serious scientific backing, not just lab tests. But despite the regulatory warnings, despite the ownership shuffles, despite the corporate drama, Purell became something more than just a product during the pandemic. It became a symbol of safety, of protection, of taking care of ourselves and others. That little squirt of clear liquid became a ritual, a small act of responsibility that connected us all. Today, Gojo Industries is still family-owned, now run by Marcella Kanfer-Rolnick, the great-niece of Jerry and Goldie Lipman. The company that started with two factory workers wanting cleaner hands now operates worldwide with factories across multiple continents. They've gone from solving one couple's messy problem to protecting billions of hands globally. So the next time you pump that familiar clear gel into your palm, remember Jerry and Goldie Lipman. Remember that this billion-dollar brand started with the simple desire to come home from work with clean hands. Sometimes the most revolutionary ideas come from the most ordinary frustrations. What problem in your daily life might just be waiting for your creative solution? Who knows? Maybe you're one breakthrough away from creating the next household name. Thanks for joining me on Curious Cat today. Until next time, stay curious, stay clean, and keep exploring the fascinating stories hiding in plain sight all around us.